This is from Don Prosper Garanger. You're wondering about the life of St. Patrick. What made Ireland holy was not the green beer. It was not the discovery of four-leaf clovers. It was not little demonic leprechauns at the bottom of rainbows with pots of gold and what have you here. What made the Emerald Isle? And by the way, did you know? I didn't really realize this. Did you know that Ireland, if you look at it properly, was the first country in Christendom and was the last country to basically apostatize, kick the Catholic faith to the curb, and its patron saint, St. Patrick? If you were to look at this from a chronological point of view, that's what a historian would conclude. Is that a testament to green beer and four-leaf clovers and leprechauns, or is that a testament to the incomprehensible power of Almighty God that used the earthly presence, or essence, if you will, of one Patrick of Ireland? Listen to his daily routine. Now, I read this and I went, all right, this has to be embellished. There's no way one guy could possibly do all this every day. Well, viewed through the modern lens of Americanism and modernity, no way anyone could do it. Maybe someone that was actually holy, though. Okay, besides his daily solicitude for the churches, his vigorous spirit kept up an uninterrupted prayer. For it is said that he was wont, W-O-N-T, to recite every day, the whole psaltery. Now, some people go on like, Mother Chair played the whole psaltery. He read the ingredient lamb on a box of Morton salt? Yeah, whole psaltery. P-S-A-L. P-S-A-L. The whole, meaning the entire 150 psalms, together with the canticles and the hymns and 200 prayers that he'd every day, knelt down 300 times to adore God, and that at each canonical hour of the day, he signed himself 100 times with the sign of the cross. He divided the night into three parts. The first was spent in the recitation of 100 psalms, during which he genuflected 200 times. The second was spent in reciting the remaining 50 psalms, which he did standing in cold water, and his heart, eyes, and hands lifted up to heaven. The third he gave to a little sleep, which he took laid upon a bare stone. You mean he didn't know Mike Lindell and have a my pillow? He didn't have a my pillow and did not have a sleep number bed. His sleep number was 100. Being a man of extraordinary humility, he imitated the apostles and practiced manual labor. At length, being worn out by his incessant fatigues in the cause of the church, powerful in word and work, having reached an extreme old age, he slept in the Lord after being refreshed with the holy mysteries. He was buried at Down in Ulster in the 5th century of the Christian era. And they say, on the old calendar, that it would match today's Gregorian calendar of March the 17th. And thus, St. Patrick's Day. That sounds like a really holy regimen to me. Nothing in there about walking through Ireland with a crow's ear and waving it at copperheads and sea snakes and chasing them into the sea. Maybe that, you know what? That was on the DVD special features when he was doing that. Mike Churchill here on the Crusade Channel, always on air, always online, crusadechannel.com. I want to play for you this digital media file before Joe Doyle gets here, because I want you to hear what the regime leader actually said yesterday. If you were the Russian president and you heard digital media file number two, well, this is actually from 1999. So play two first. This is Biden in 1999 when he still had some of his faculties. Yeah, when he could speak lucidly.
Different. I'm just want to know what you suggest, because back then when I was in your position, I was suggesting we bomb Belgrade. I was suggesting that we send American pilots in and blow up all the bridges on the Drina. I was suggesting we take out his oil supplies. I was suggesting very specific action. And isn't it interesting that we didn't...
So way back then, he was just suggesting these things. He wasn't saying to actually go out and do it. He's talking about Clinton's bombing Bosnia-Herzegovina, which I told you, another American intervention that we were on the completely wrong side of. We bombed the Christians to help the Muslims. Minotaur plane, why are you always down on the American military? Because the American military is commanded by the American government, and the American government is sinister and corrupt and needs to be brought to an end. That's treasonous. I'm not waging a war. I haven't sided with anyone that's waging a war. You better read that definition of treason again. If you watched Lindsey Graham and Ted Cruz and Rob Portman and John Kennedy and Joni Ernst and this gaggle of faggots calling themselves United States senators sashay up to that microphone yesterday and basically tell the Russian parliament and the president of Russia, we're going to kill you. You will not have anything resembling what you would call a victory in Ukraine. And we are going, and Rob Portman even got up there and went like, why do I believe that we will be able to get these? And he kept saying lethal weapons. I'm like, dude, you're saying lethal weapons. That means lethal. That means they kill. Who is it that you want to send these lethal weapons to, and who are they going to kill? You know, you had the White House yesterday. You had Peppermint Zaki there trying to parse the difference between an offensive and a defensive weapon. They know what they're doing. They absolutely know that what they're doing. So if you were sitting yesterday somewhere, anywhere in the world, and you were the leader of by the by, those that are allies might be thinking that, well, what if they decide that I'm the enemy? What if I get religion one day and I don't know, go holy and Catholic and apostolic EE and stuff, and decide all of a sudden that I think my country needs to, like, I need to leave NATO. I'm going to leave the EU. I'm going to leave my alliance with you, and I'm not going to let you park your weapons of mass destruction, your American weapons, or NATO-based weapons of mass destruction on this soil anymore. Just say Lithuania, for example, which has a 95% baptized Catholic population. What might we do to them? Ooh, the CIA may go, there's rebels there. This is what Biden told the planet yesterday. Number one, we're going to spend $1 billion and you will never have anything called a victory, Mr. Putin.
It'll include 7,000 small arms, machine guns, shotguns, grenade launchers to equip the Ukrainians, including the brave women and men who are defending their cities as civilians, and they're on the countryside as well. And as well as the ammunition, artillery, and mortar rounds to go with small arms, 20 million rounds in total. 20 million rounds. This will include drones, which demonstrates our commitment to sending our most cutting-edge systems to Ukraine for its defense.
I want rustlers, cutthroats, murderers, bounty hunters, desperados, mugs, pugs, thugs, nitwits, halfwits, dimwits, vipers, snipers, con men, Indian agents, Mexican bandits, muggers, buggerers, bushwhackers, hornswagglers, horse thieves, bull dykes, train robbers, bank robbers, ass kickers, and Methodists!
Drones. Why would you want a drone? Because it can carry deadly ordnance without a human being on it. No American killed any Russians in Ukraine or in the Donbass. Yeah, you did. Dropped it out of it, but there were no human beings on it. This, while a famine is in the offing. If you're praying, pray harder. If you want the Holy Father to enlist all the bishops of the world to pray for the consecration of Russia to the Immaculate Heart and the Ukrainians, double it. If you've been fasting for it, try and go an entire day. This is not going to end well for anyone. Now you got the global cooling event, now you had the volcanic eruption, and now you have the Ukrainians. If they don't get seed in the ground, they have like 25 days to get seed in the ground.